Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, as you know, yesterday, the Gas House Gang with Chris Ranji, co-hosted by Tamar Scher of KMOV and Alexa Datt of FanDuel Sports Network Midwest.
Yeah, we had a nice time yesterday.
And they're awesome. And really great sports journalists. And I think they're good friends with Katie Wu, who writes for The Athletic, who is a brilliant reporter, sports reporter. And I want to be friends with them.
Why?
Well, because they're kind of cool. Here's the thing. I don't think I'm in the group. And I would love to be in that group.
Oh, you are not in that group.
I know I'm not in the group. But I kind of want to be in the group.
Do you understand why you're not in the group?
Well, just because they're young and beautiful and talented doesn't mean that I can't be in the group.
No, that's not why. It's because you're not fun.
What?
You are not fun. My impression of them is they want to have people in the group who are fun. You are the opposite of fun.
I do feel like I was a little bit of a wet blanket. Here's the thing. When I talk to people, I have to do so with an energy and an enthusiasm that is sustainable, because I can't be too excited all the time, because that's not how I am. I mean, I'm way more excited than you are, and I'm more delightful, and I'm happier and kinder. Mm. But what I mean is, I can't be like, ah, oh my God, I can't do that. So I need them to know the real me. And so I was trying to win them over yesterday, but here's what happened yesterday, guys. So here's the thing. I want to be in the group with Katie Wu and Tamar Scher and Alexa Datt, because they're cool and they're in the sports world. And they're awesome. And I want to be in that group. And so anyway, that's something that I've been wanting for a long time. And yesterday, I had a workout in Forest Park, right, with my Forest Park track club. And it was super sweaty out there. And it was gross. And I had to get cleaned up. But the thing is, the workout went long. And I thought, oh my gosh, I have 10 minutes to get into. I still have my old apartment. So I had to go into my old apartment, shower, so I had to pack a bag because nothing's there anymore. And I didn't want to be late, so I showered, but I had to wash my hair because I was sweaty, but I couldn't dry it. I couldn't fix my hair. So I went to work with wet hair. Didn't have time to put makeup on. Mm-hmm. I don't wear a lot of makeup, but every little bit helps. And I didn't have time for that. I just put some lotion on my face. And then I picked out a pair of jeans and a white t-shirt because that always matches. Well, it was one of those oversized crew neck white t-shirts, which doesn't do a whole lot for me, but I like it. And then a pair of wide leg jeans that happened to be frayed at the end. I looked like with the low ponytail and the flat wet hair, I looked like I had just finished painting a basement. And I thought, here's what I said when I walked in. I hope we don't have any in-studio guests. Well, not only were all of our guests in studio, but we also had Tamar Scher and Alexa Datt in studio, and I looked like a real doofus. I didn't look like somebody that I'd want to hang out with. Anyway, I want them to come back, and I can fix my hair up.
Amy, I don't want to tell you this. It's not about your appearance.
I think it didn't help.
It's about what you bring to the table otherwise.
I don't think it
Do you think these fun people, this group of fun people you're talking about, like Alexa and Katie and Tamar, do you think they want you to come out and start talking about the Supreme Court Miranda decision from the 60s? They don't want to hear you talk about that stuff.
Okay.
You are objectively boring.
Well,
that's your problem.
Devil's advocate, though. Let's say you're three cool, fun-loving, successful young ladies. And then you meet this slightly older, slightly frumpier, slightly less fun lady. Wouldn't she be a perfect foil when you go out to highlight just how fun and young and awesome the
Who's this lady you're talking about?
Me! I'm the older frumpy lady. Why would I not be a foil? Dude. Why would I not be a perfect foil? See, I would be... The other people are like, oh, wow, look at old Maude over there. I don't know. And then I think I'd be a great person to bring along with the group.
Well, because you think they, you would make them look better?
Even better. Yeah, they don't need to look better, but I mean, they would come across as that much more fun.
No. I'll tell you what would happen. If you go out with those women.
Yeah.
You go to some fun place. Yeah. I don't know where it would be.
Let's go get drinks. Okay. If I say, hey, ladies, want to go get drinks?
You know what they would do?
What?
All five of them.
Five?
I think there's like five.
I
or
named
six.
Three. There might be bigger. But
okay. Well,
I mean
let's say that there are the three of them.
Yeah.
They would all excuse themselves to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. And not come back.
Well, first of all, they wouldn't invite you.
Well.
Because you're supposed to invite all the other ladies to go with you. They would not invite you, number one. And then, number two, they would not come back. You're correct. They would go somewhere else. And you would still be sitting there and wondering where they all went. Meanwhile, they're off to the next fun place.
This is why I blame my guy friends. Because looking like a painter, you know, in baggy frayed jeans, like I just painted the basement in a white t-shirt and wet hair because I didn't have time to fix it. No makeup because I didn't have time. That works when you go to Buffalo Wild Wings. Okay. I think I spent too much time in Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, that's your problem. This texter says they don't want to watch Murder, She Bakes. Right. They're not watching that. And
that's
so hurtful. They do not care about Barefoot Contessa.
Oh, come on.
You're the only person who likes that show.
Ina Garten is really cool. I bet they like her because she was worked in nuclear energy in three presidential administrations. Mm-hmm. Her husband is the dean at Yale.
Yeah, these are the conversations they want to have. Do you understand? Like right now, you're perfectly illustrating why they don't want to hang out with you.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, so you're saying they don't sit around reading Rudyard Kipling
nobody
poetry?
Does. Nobody does.
I think they might.
No,
I
they
think
don't.
You're not giving them enough credit. Tamar Scher, journalism degree.
No. It's not
Indiana?
About...
It's she's not, a genius.
No, hold on. It is not about whether or not... They are intellectual, smart, because they are. It's not about that.
Okay.
It's that when they go out,
yes,
people who are out want to have fun out.
I am so fun.
They don't want to talk about Justice Breyer.
I didn't.
They want to talk about...
That would not be my go-to justice to talk about.
This is what I'm talking about. You have a go-to justice.
Do you know
they don't want to hang out with you.
Do you know the difference between a lawyer and a judge? A judge knows a senator. Do you know the difference between a judge and a justice? A justice knows the president.
Yeah, why don't you tell that joke when you're out with them and see how it lands?
Is that a joke or a fact?
I don't know what that is. It's embarrassing.
I think it's a fact.
Well, it's not funny.
So it can't be a joke.
Matt, you think I'm fun?
There's something.
Shut up, Matt.
There's something fun about you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, let's end the segment. Stop the segment. Play some music.
The text message here says, Chris, would it be so difficult for you to compliment Amy and not be so negative?
Yeah.
You are, after all, supposed to respect your elders. You got roasted again. You thought you were getting a compliment.
Like a peanut. Well. I'll roast it. At any rate, my goal, I will keep you all updated. I would love to be part of the group.
We should have named the segment Amy Sucks.
Oh, well, that's not even close to what we were talking about.
Yes, it is. That's why they don't want to hang out with you. So,
there's a difference between sucks and boring.
Boring sucks.
There's a difference. I don't think so.
I think you're a nice lady.
I think you can.
What? Say it. Nope. Say it. Say it with your chest. Say it. Put some bass into it, Amy.
This is the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.